The weekend is over, and that means the best bits of the Andy Panda show will be released today. On Saturday, we had Zaiful Nizam as well as Sheikh Abdul Hadi, who had a whale of a time over here when Intan Pratap came up with chants for the both of them. Not only that, Andy learned how to play Sabutio, which is table soccer. But unlike foosball, this is on a whole new level. So if you have the chance, get yourself a set of Sabutio. And on Sunday came the most highly anticipated show when Jermaine Pennant came into the studio and had a great chat with Andy, talking about his playing time in the Premier League. He talked about the hat-trick he scored for Arsenal as well as the screamer he scored against Chelsea at Anfield. Not only that, he mentioned about the chant that fans had for him, saying that he was Ashley Cole's boyfriend. Lukman from the Jaguar Force, who was the fan club of the Tanjong Pagar United Club, also came into the studio and talked about his group's plans for their future. We had Hougang United players Joseph Kaplan and Anu, who are new signings for the team, and they came in to talk about the time they had at the Jalan Besar Stadium on Saturday and how it was a very fun pre-season friendly. They talked about their careers as well as how they what they're going to expect from Hougang United this coming season. So do stay tuned and have a great listen to the best of the weekend.
Best guest today has been making all the headlines in Singapore. Needs no introduction. It's Jermaine Pennant. Hi, Jermaine.
Hi.
Good to see you, bro.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Hey, thanks for your time coming. Brilliant. There's three things I'd like to do with you today. One is just get a general scenario where we're at now.
Yep.
One is celebrate your amazing career.
Well, thank you.
And
Let's do it.
And thirdly, I have a list of questions from the fans. Are you just getting away from England because of the bad weather?
Yeah. It's too cold for me there. It's too wet as well. You can't do anything.
Unbelievable.
Absolute rubbish.
Is it all going to plan here?
Yeah, I don't think I could have wished for a better start, to be honest. The press have been great. You know, they've helped. And like I said, the support from the fans has been fantastic. The players seem pleased with my introduction. The chairman, the coaches, everyone around the club seems to be happy. So, and like I said, I've got a son as well. So, you know, a bit of ice on the cake.
And chairman's good. Were you at chairman's do today?
I've just literally left there. So told him, sorry, but I've got a run off to do.
Red card.
Yeah, I've got a lot of important things to do. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. But no, I said I'd be straight back after this. Don't worry.
How was last night?
It was good. Obviously, the artificial pitches is, you know, not used to that. You know, it's not heard of in England. But, you know, that's probably the only downside of it. The pitch was a little bit tough. I've just scraped my knee as well, and it's kind of sore today. But performance-wise, I was pleased. It was nice to get an assist. Wanted a goal, you know, for the fans. But, you know, I'll take assist any day. It was a good little performance from both sets of teams. The first half team for Tampines played well, and then the second half team done well as well. So, no, overall, I was very pleased and very happy with my teammates as well.
Yeah, 2-0 to Tampines now. Nasrul Nawaz and Shakir Hamza on the score sheet. Nice assist, bro.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I do.
That's what I do. That's how I roll. Just by way of a seamless introduction from the Samsung Sports Flow competition that we've got going, the best chant that you've heard, because we're really into that on Red Card Sports Radio. Is there a best one or a worst one that's been aimed at you, or a funny one? Or
I've had a funny one. I've never really... Well, there's actually one chant about me from my own supporters, and then I get a chant from the away supporters. It all started from the Arsenal. So the worst one was, obviously, me and Ashley Cole was good friends. And when I was at Arsenal, and you know, was probably best mates, and obviously when he's left to Chelsea, some stories came out about him, and then I got my name got thrown in because it was close friends, and then the chant was, "You're just Ashley Cole's boyfriend, Ashley Cole's boyfriend," which and they always sing it when I was about to take a corner, and I'll have a little smirk on my face, and it was just, you know, a funny one. The Stoke fans just sang about me. I don't know if I can really say it on here, but
maybe just delete the swearing. Is it mostly swearing?
It just went like, "Oh, Jermaine Pennant, you're the love of my wife, life. Oh, Jermaine Pennant, you can bleep my wife. Oh, Jermaine Pennant, I want curly hair too." You know, I don't know if the wives kind of agreed to it, but. But yeah.
Different. And even last night, and it was refreshing to see, right? You had the Hougang Halls last night. Every time you got the ball, they're like, who are you?
Well, I didn't hear that. Obviously, you're too focused on the game. So if they did, that's good. That's good going from them. It's good banter.
It's really good. And I think every time you got tackled, they were like, welcome to Singapore. Awesome. So done.
Yeah.
Scored wonder goal at Anfield. Boom. Done. Oh, do you know the best thing about that was? Andy Grace, well, obviously the goal.
Yeah.
Andy Grace commentary.
It was fantastic. Till now, it's still used. Take a bow, son.
He's gone, if there's two Peter Cech's in goal, yeah. He couldn't have saved it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
First goal for Liverpool, right?
Yeah, it was a good moment, that. It really was. You know, I crumbled, funny, but after the goal on the retake, and obviously I'm still, you know, close friends with Ashley, so he was my... Playing against him, the ball went out for a throw-in and he went, like, behind me. Yeah, good goal, Jermaine. But the thing is, it was right. He was actually trying to stop the goal going in, and when it flew in after, he went, yeah, good goal. On a slice, so it was funny.
Hey, you're only three goals for Arsenal. Hat-trick against my team.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Sorry
was
about
it
that.
6-1, was it?
6-1. It was 6-1, and it was me and Perez who both got the goal, all the goals.
Both got hat-tricks.
Two hat-tricks, yeah.
And that was the start of the 49
yes.
match, yeah. Unbeaten run.
Yeah, so I can proudly say that I was a part of the Invincibles.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
You started it?
Mm. You know, he kind of took the bit of shimmer off that, him scoring a hat-trick too. kind of took the little bit of the gloss off it, but he gave me the ball. He let me take the ball because obviously there's only one match ball.
Yeah.
So he
well, not said, these days.
Yeah.
The multi-ball.
Yeah. The multi-ball, but the one we played in and used the old game. He said you can have that one.
Nice.
Which was nice of him.
FA Cup final.
Yes, that was a good moment for the history of the club. It was a great, you know, it was a great road to get there. You know, the semi final when we beat Bolton 5-0. You know, it was. That was a crazy game and a crazy
Stoke,
day.
Right?
Yeah,
Stoke.
Yeah, Stoke. We just literally, it was like a do or die last game, and let's just when we went out there, you know, I think Tony Pulis said to imagine that's the best he's ever seen me play.
Wow. And then lost against Man City.
And then lost against Man City 1-0, which is, you know, if we gave as good as we got, and we, you know, I think we took it to them as well. You know, I'd say 1-0, we'll take that.
Where are we? Patrick Vieira.
Oh, you know, brilliant. Off the pitch, the nicest guy you probably meet, you know, but as soon as he crosses that white line, he turns into a devil. And he's, you know, on the pitch, he's fierce and box to box, you know, great, everything what you want from that kind of play, you know, tackling, skillful, scoring, the works.
David Seaman.
Yeah, David, you're a great goalkeeper. I think that's what Arsenal will be missing. A solid goalkeeper like that.
Did you used to take the mickey out of him for his
long ponytail? Yeah, yeah. All the time.
Did
all the
you?
Time. But you know.
So why did he keep it?
maybe he was stubborn, but you know, I think he finally saw sense and got rid of it.
Leaky Butt.
Yeah, little Mr. Manchester. Yeah, Leaky Butt. Yeah.
That was Birmingham too. Robbie Blake.
Robbie Blake. Yeah, Birmingham.
And then we come on to some hard hitters. Xavi Alonso.
Oh,
have some of that.
Have some of that.
Have no, some of that.
He was a dream to play with. Well, you know, all I had to do was stand on the wing. If there was any space, I'd be out on the wing, and I wouldn't have to shout. I'd just look, and I could see this arrow of a ball was going whoom straight to my feet. Wouldn't have to move, know where it's coming. It was just, you know, he put it on a plate for you. So he definitely made my job easier.
Jamie Carragher.
Yeah, he's a great, great person to have in your dressing room and on your team. You know, a great leader. You know, it's only for Steven Gerrard that was there.
Steven Gerrard?
Yeah, that he wasn't captain. But, you know, I think the captaincy really was 50-50. You know, he led it like he was the captain, but, you know, a great defender.
After that goal against Chelsea, it was good. Stevie G comes up to you, gives you a proper little shake of the head.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Was he, I mean, what sort of words have you got for Steven Gerrard then? I mean,
Steven Gerrard, I'd say, was probably, in my eyes, like the modern-day Vieira. He lived and breathed Liverpool, you know, and no matter what, he will always, you know, adore Liverpool, and the fans absolutely love him. And I think every fan around the world loves Steven Gerrard.
Still,
you know, he's created a great legacy for himself and the club.
Airport car park, you left your car in this time?
I flew here, I didn't drive.
Okay.
Good story though, that one.
I know, but there's no truth behind
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant, even better.
No, it's all false.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No. What? So Porsche in Spain with P33, no, no.
No, it was a Porsche Cayenne, so it had the Spanish number plate on it.
Right.
It was last day of transfer window in August, so I had to fly to the Madrid. So I drove to train station, got the train. That's the quickest way to get to Madrid. Signed for Stoke on loan, and I didn't have time to come back because of a busy schedule. So I didn't have time, and I was sorting out accommodation in England at the time as well. So I phoned a friend after 4 weeks. I said, look, I've left my car. Can you go and pick it up for me?
For 4 weeks, though?
Yeah, for 4 weeks. Yeah, it was an FD car park bill.
Was it?
Yeah.
from Shamir Narinder Bakker, which club in the UK has the best fans?
Oh, Stoke.
Noisy.
Yeah, very noisy when they're on their day. Stoke.
Abhishek Biswa says, how important was Arsene Wenger in your youth?
Yeah, it was very, very important. That was a part of the development to make me the player that I was.
Stanley Wong says, are you going to buy a Ferrari in Singapore?
No chance. Too expensive, are you? Absolutely not.
Esad Dollar says, was wondering if you have any plans to bring the family over here while you're here?
Yes, if all goes well, they'll be coming over in February.
So as to why, you got kids?
Yeah, two kids.
How old are they?
9 and 5.
Mate, they'd love it here.
Yeah.
They'd love it here.
Yeah.
Adam Yeo Chi Wei says, from first impression, which players at Tampa and these Rovers do you think are good enough to play overseas?
Obviously, I'm still trying to get the names, but you know, the left back's good, a little midfield is good. So there's a few players that could definitely go over in England and have a go.
Joel Fraser says, where do you get your hair done?
In Tampanese. No, it's a barber in Stoke.
And do you prefer G&Ts or vodka soda at the Cufflink Club?
I don't really like alcohol. Sorry. Sorry about that answer.
Sharif Kamaruzaman says, can you please join JDT? Ian Su Jenpeng says, the Haugang fans would like to know who are you?
Jermaine Pennant.
I am the assist king. Evelyn Tay says, are you worried about playing in this heat?
No, I quite like it. I've been in Thailand for a month previous to this, so I know what the weather's like, so you know, don't affect me. But it is tough, I'll give you that. It's tough when you can't breathe, but but no, I don't mind it.
Nicholas Lim says, Arsenal or Liverpool?
Oh, that's a horrible question. Nasty, yeah. You know, Liverpool was my boyhood, you know, club. That's the team I supported as a kid. And obviously Arsenal was where I learnt my trade. So I'm going to say Liverpool. Sorry, Gunners. Liverpool.
Yeah. Upon the show, because we are the voice of the people, the voice of the fan. We are the voice of, I think, the S-League this season. I'm going to label that ourselves. The voice of the S-League. In fact, let's go bigger than that. We're the voice of regional domestic football in Southeast Asia. In fact, let's go bigger. We're the voice of football. We are the voice of football, Red Card Sports Radio, and everyone's got a story. This is the thing. Everyone's got a story. Whether you're picking up your kids from Taekwondo, whether you're representing Singapore at table tennis, whether you're swimming, but everyone's got a story. And our next guest also has that story. It's Hakim. Hi, Hakim.
Me on a show.
Welcome, bro. Love the red and white stripes, bro. Yeah. They're my colours.
Nice.
I want to do a high press Geylang Burley. Whenever I meet a fellow S League fan, we high press. I say Geylang Burley. So.
Okay.
I think it's the other arm. Yeah.
Okay, Jagos.
Yeah. Now, the reason why you were on the show, Hakim, is because you are a member? Founder?
Yeah, I'm actually the co-founder.
Co-founder.
Yeah.
Of Jaguar Force.
Yes.
Great name. What is Jaguar Thanks. Force?
Okay, basically it's an independent, previously the supporters group and now the supporters community. We actually formed in 2012 to actually give support to Tanjung Pagar United. But considering that the club has set out, we are actually became a group that actually gathers the supporters to like keep them as a community, like, you know, have meals with them, chit chat and all.
It's a crazy history that Tanjung Pagar have got. So In the S League from 96 to 2004, then dropped out.
Yeah.
In the S League from 2011 to 2014, and then out you go again, financial problems. Just financial problems.
Yeah.
Previously known as Tiong Bahru Constituency Sports Club.
Yes.
Then Tiong Bahru United.
Yep.
Then Tanjung Pagar United in, back in 98. So let's find out a bit more about this club that doesn't exist, and we'll find out if it's coming back, okay?
Okay.
What's the nickname?
Okay, the nickname is basically the Jaguars. I mean, as you know, a lot of the X-League clubs have their nicknames after animals.
Animals.
So, yeah, so we are the Jaguars.
Why Jaguars? Just...
Oh, it's fierce.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, no, I get fierce. It. I get it. Okay, just, like, we're, the Eagles, what else we got? Stags?
Rhinos.
Rhinos, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
We have the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. what was your ground?
We actually, the historic Queenstown Stadium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Basically, one of the oldest, like, one of the most historic stadiums in Singapore, actually.
Okay, and that's down... Well, Queenstown way.
Yeah,
right?
Queenstown.
Okay. Theme, the show gets better because when there's the smell of proper aftershave, expensive aftershave too, in the studio, you know professional footballers have joined us. It's a big warm welcome to Haugang United's Joseph Kaplan. And I'm going to get your whole name right here, Anu. Anu Manthan Mohan Kumar.
Yeah.
Dama.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Thanks for your time. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, too.
Smelling great.
It's great to be here.
And I tell you what, the best thing about Anu here, right? Looks a proper footballer, doesn't he? Doesn't he? Proper.
Really, mate?
You've got the Graziano Pelle haircut, right?
Yeah.
Looks good. Smelling good. Got the beard. Hey, can I find out something about Haugang first? Okay? So, because a lot of people will be watching thinking, why should I support Haugang? Are you on the mix, Joseph? You look like you're on the mix. It's like DJ Joseph Kaplan on the mix. Are you comfortable with it?
It's okay. Okay. I prefer like this.
Okay, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. Yoga, just to get all...
It's good for recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach Concentration.
Bala is yoga, like a yoga master.
So the club do this weekly?
We try to practice it weekly. Yeah, we each one of us have an individual yoga mat.
No, which oh, mat. I think it's like teacher.
No. Imagine that. We have a yoga mat with our name on it.
No.
Yeah, and we have to take care of it. We have to fold it, clean
what's
it.
What's on the back of your shirt?
My shirt?
Yeah.
My jersey?
Yeah.
Anu.
Oh, is that like quality? Okay. And what are you?
Kaplan.
Okay. The show we have for you today, I just want to top it by saying that you have the chance to win a Samsung mobile phone because we have our first sponsors of the show. We have our first sponsors of the show! Samsung Sportsflow, salute to you for sponsoring part of the show. 2016 is our year, everybody. The Big Red Card Sports Radio Football Challenge brought to you by Samsung Sportsflow. This is how you enter, and I'll tell you what you need to do. We're giving away one mobile phone, top of the range, every month. You download the Samsung Sportsflow app, which we're a channel on. Red Card Sports Radio is a channel there. Go to that channel. Go to the bottom. You'll see Sports Chat. That's how you enter. But what am I entering, and I hear you asking. We want your favorite football chant. Just for this month, in the month of January, type in a football chant that you've made up. We'll choose the best one, and that one will win a phone. Now, seeing as I've got two professional footballers in here, guys, Saiful, Abdulhadi, have you got a football chant of your own? Like, have you ever heard the fans giving it a song for you?
Yeah, obviously, we do the year before.
Well, have they got a song specifically for you?
I think, there's last time when I played for Guma.
Go on, what was it? What, do you remember what it was?
It's just like, Saiful is the best. Is the best among the rest. Saiful is the best. Is the best among the rest.
Different class, bro. Love it. Adahadi, have you got a song of your
own? Actually, I don't have, but something that sounds similar to my name, so I take it as mine.
Go on.
Yeah, from Young Lions. Yeah, it's like. Adi, 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 yo, adi, adi. It's definitely not for me because even though I'm not playing, they're still chanting that song. So I'll just take it as my own. Just
Hey, so let's talk 2.4K, boys. Have you done your 2.4K training yet?
Yeah, we already did 2 weeks. For the past 2 weeks, we already did the running, everything.
So, okay, but so you've actually done the 2.4K?
Yeah.
You've done it?
Yeah, no, we haven't done the trial test. Yeah,
trial test. Yeah. Everyone pass? Who didn't pass? Name him. Let's give him a call.
Name him.
Actually, we haven't done the trial test, right? We haven't really done
just a club timing, you know?
But you can do it. Are you a goalkeeper, what?
Yeah. I did, because goalkeeper just need to do 12 minutes. So I'm different from the players.
There's an incentive to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah, but all the goalkeepers in the S League, if we did 9:30, I think there's no goalkeepers in the S League.
Actually, bad time to be a goalkeeper in the S League. Bad time to be a goalkeeper in the national setup, because there's some good goalkeepers about.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
Yeah.
Actually, I just want to get your response to this, because it feeds onto the national team. How does Zaiful Nizam Ballastir Khalsa, captain, sound to you? How does that make you feel, captain?
Obviously, it's great as a player, you know. You got the honour to be a captain for the club, and people notice you. Maybe your hard work and everything, but also we need to be humble and bring down ourselves to the ground, so we cannot get carried away by that.
Took AFC Cup. I know I've already said that you're rubbish, but you got Kitchi this year. Yeah. Hey, they're good.
Yeah, Kitchi is good. A good team.
Actually, my best bit of commentary I'm useless at commentating, Barry, but my best bit of commentary was Kitchi were trailing. Who did they play? Some big team, Kitchi. Who did they play? Like Kuwait, SC Kuwait or something. I said they're going to have to throw the Kitchi sink at them now because they were training so much. Thank you. You got Filipino side Kaya and Moldavian champions New Radiant. I don't know much about Kaya, but New Radiant I've done comms on. Decent.
Yeah, it's a decent team.
Did that help your playing career, playing in that competition? Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, we learn a lot because with all this team, they play in high-level football, you know? And so a good chance for us to expose ourselves and show what we got to match them, and maybe what we lack, or maybe what we need to do more and learn more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So it's a good experience for us, and we'll see what standard actually we have managed so far.
Hey, it's good.
Who was your footballing idol growing up?
I think it has to be Zinedine Zidane.
Oh, class.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous player you've played against?
I forgot.
What do you mean who? Well, he hasn't played with you. who's the most famous player you've played against?
I think Charlie Adam.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, the BPL.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I get to be part of the BPL squad.
Okay.
Yeah, playing against them.
You played that game against? You didn't play against Arsenal?
I played a few minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, towards the end. But
so you still played? So you could count Cazorla, Walcott, Oxlade-Chamberlain?
No. Actually quite a lot. But when in terms of in the field playing, playing against them, Stoke City. So Che Given.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Peter Crouch.
Yeah, Peter Crouch.
He got the biggest cheer, didn't he?
Good place.
Yeah. It was really weird. It was really good fun. The Premier League clubs in town. My friend was a Liverpool fan, and we were at the Hyatt Hotel, and we were just slagging off Everton, just slagging them off, right? Because he's like, "Oh, Everton are rubbish." Right. As he's saying that, Roberto Martinez walks behind us, and we're like, "Did you just see that?" He's like, "Yeah, that's weird, man. I'm just saying how rubbish they were." Was that a good experience for you?
Yeah, good experience for me.
What did you learn? What did you take some pictures with the guys? Did you speak?
Yeah, I did change jersey and speak to them, you know, asking them how about I mean their standard with us and what we need to do more, how you capable of doing this and that. So they share a bit of their experience towards us.
Hey, how much do our two S League players know about the S League? That's a question that I've got for you guys. So I put together 10 questions on the S League.
Okay.
And who's the best out of you? So
let's have a buzzer noise, and you can buzz in with your noise, and I'll go to you, and we'll see who's better, Hadi or Zaiful. What's your buzzer noise, Zaiful? We can't have as a buzzer noise, bro. It needs to be something like eh, or boop, or like, you can't just have
Should we like
bang? Nice. Okay. Bang. And then Hadi's buzzer noise.
Bzz.
Bro, you need, no.
Nah.
You need to catch my attention.
He took mine. I wanted bang.
Too slow.
Bang, maybe?
You're going to go bang?
Bang.
Okay, yeah. Good. So, if Zaiful knows the answer, he'll go
bang.
But you don't do it for him.
Yeah.
If Zaiful knows the answer, he'll go
bang.
If Hadi knows the answer, he'll go
bang.
First question, when was the S-League founded?
Bam.
Yes, Zaiful.
1996.
Correct, 1-0 to Zaiful. Question number two. The Warriors are the most successful club in the S-League. How many championships have they won?
Bam.
Yes, Zaiful.
7.
Incorrect. Goes over to Hadi.
Eight.
Incorrect. The answer's 10.
Yeah.
Question number three. Rafael Ramazzotti was the top scorer in last season's S League. How many goals did the Brazilian score?
Bang.
Yes, 18. Hadi.
18.
Is incorrect. Goes over to Zaiful.
24.
21 is the right answer. Did he score any against you?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like, do you remember some of the goals that go against you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could have done better. Yeah. Question number four. How many players are part of the S League's 100 goal club?
Bang.
Yes, finally a bang. Three? Yes, Hadi.
Three.
The answer's no. Goes over to Zaiful.
Five.
No, 10.
Finally, yes.
I like it. That's a good one. Hey, I think the best one we've had on the show so far is my one, because I can say that. We had Issa Halim in last week. So to the tune of Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners, it went, oh, Issa Halim, you know what I mean? He wins everything. Issa Halim, Issa Halim. You know, class, right? Anyway, so we have a Ballester Kausa fan in the house, right? Actually within the Red Card Sports Radio Studios. Because we all chose our colours. I'm Geylang Bole, High Press. Nick is a Haugang United supporter. And intern Joel is a Ballester Kausa supporter. Hi, intern Pratap.
Hi, Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So my challenge to intern Pratap, because he's going to go to a lot of Ballester Kausa games this year, is to come up with a song for both of you. So who do you want to do first, Pratap?
I'd like to do Zaiful Nizam.
Zaiful Nizam. Okay, so if you ever hear this chant coming from the stadium, you know where it's come from. Intern Pratap, take it away, son.
Okay, don't mind the social suicide. Okay. He's buff, he's strong, and he's built like a bloody ox. Zaiful Nizam, Zaiful Nizam. Yeah, not bad, right? No, but I feel like it could go on, right?
Okay, try again.
He's
built like an ox. I love it. What does that rhyme with, though? Does it rhyme with anything?
No. Wait. Okay.
So you've gone for the non-rhyming chant. I like it.
You know, the one with content. He's buff, he's strong, and he's built like a bloody ox. Zaiful Nizam, Zaiful Nizam. I know there's a sentence right there, but I can't think of it.
You need to sing it, bro, like you're doing the... Like you're chanting, you can't just go, oh, hey, brother. No,
my
hey, brother.
My Abdul Hadi and Ballester Kausa songs are actually songs. This is just, these are lyrics, you know, not
okay,
a song.
If you have some weird guy, just go, hey, he's big and strong. That's it. Right, okay, right. 0 out of 10 for that. Right, let's try and improve upon that. So this is for Abdul Hadi, right?
Okay. I have two for Abdul Hadi. The first one is to the tune of Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Goodbye, okay?
Okay.
Abdul Hadi,
Hey, Abdul Hadi, Abdul Hadi,
Abdulhadi. Hey, Abdulhadi. 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 Hey, Abdulhadi.
Right, brilliant. Brilliant.
It's about the spirit.
I like it. Hey, that's not bad, right?
That's good.
Okay. But you don't tell me you have one more.
I don't think I could improve upon the last one.
I think you can, no.
Okay, so I'll do the Balestier Khalsa.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I don't know what the Tigers song is, right? You guys, you'll be able to tell me more clearly.
Right.
But nor does he. Right? So I asked him to come up with a Balestier Khalsa song, yeah. Right? That you can sing from the stands. So,
yeah,
hey, Pratap.
Yeah.
Passion.
Passion.
Okay. Hey, this is your team, man.
Okay, this is the tune of Glory Glory Manchester United. Glory, glory, bless your Khalsa. Glory, glory, bless your Khalsa. Glory, glory, bless your Khalsa. As the Tigers go marching on.
Awesome, intern Patel. That's different class. Thanks, bro. Brilliant. Hey, I think we were onto something there, Abdulhadi. Don't you think so?
Probably.
Although me and producer Nick think we can go one better. To the tune of Twist and Shout. Okay? To the tune, yeah, Twist and Shout. We've got this for you. Ready? Are you ready, Nick?
Yep.
Shake Abdulhadi now.
Shake Abdulhadi now.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on and score a goal now.
Score a goal.
Come on and let it all out.
Let it all out.
Shake Abdulhadi now. You're thinking, what kind of show is this?
I guess Adi has more song than me.
Yeah, yeah. All I can think of for you is Zyphonism. Anyway, that's enough of that nonsense. So yeah, there you go.